and Deb Rees, experts in business, leadership and lifestyle.
Skilling your softly to a success for you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
We are in and we are up and running. Boom! Yes, who are you and myself, Paul Rees, on what? Take a guess. If you're guessing, you are new to the show because it's UK Health Radio and we are banging out some amazing wisdom today because you would not believe who I have in front of my screen. Boof! I tell you what, it's going to be mind-blowing to the palate. Let me say that again. Mind-blowing to the palate. It's going to be beautiful. We have an amazing show in front of us. I don't want to make it too cheesy. Oh, another bit of food again, because cheese is what it's not about. It's about caviar and all the good things that come with it. But it is. I have a fantastic show ahead of us. And you are with me for the next 51 minutes. So give or take a couple of minutes, of course, I got to put the ads in. If I don't put a commercial in, I get a row. Simple as that. Johan says, Paul, where's the commercials? That's what keep us going. Oh, keep forgetting the things. Do you know what I mean? But they come in. But here's the thing. I am, as you know, on tour. But I want to say, guys, I have been going through a pity party all week. Lonely as 10 bears. You don't say that anywhere else, do you? I've been so lonely. I've woken up like 3 o'clock in the morning, anxiety, thinking, oh my God, I want to go home. Sending messages in to Deb. You know, I'm wondering why she's not answering me back. It's like, come on, Paul, your wife is sleeping. She doesn't have to answer you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Get all in paranoid, get all insecure, you name it. I've been through every single emotion at 56 years of age that you would go through when you're 1 or 2 years old. It's been emotionally, I'm bankrupt. I've gone through so much. I'm an emotional bankrupt individual right now. And I've said, okay, do you know what, Deb? I'm going to drive home. I'm going to take stock. And then we're going to look at me doing it in chunks, not just 5 months on my own. I am fed up of my Portaloo. I am fed up of my Portaloo. I am fed up of emptying my Portaloo. I'm fed up of banging my head in my sodding bongo. Or everywhere I move, I got no hair. So I got no cushion. It's like I seem to hit my head in the same places. How come I'm not learning? How is that? I'm fed up of just, you know what? I love clean eating, but by damn, when you're just eating vegetables and tofu every day, you think, man, there must be more to life than this. Then, or maybe there's some brown rice. Oh, because you know what? I'm stuck. I haven't got many saucepans. Do you know what I mean? There's my vent. I needed to get it out of the way. I needed to let you know I'm still on the tour, but I'm going home to have a little pity party, suck on my dummy a little, think about life, repair my emotions, and I'll be out again, and I'm going to give it another go, a better go, and be a man. Maybe. I don't know. But you know what? What's important here today is that we bring in this amazing guest. And you know what? I've been practicing her name because her name is as beautiful as who she is. And, well, her business, everything about what she does resonates with everything of who I am. I mean, my Deb says to me, Paul, the best way to you is through your belly, through your palate and into your belly. You're damn right. You're damn right. You know, when we had Sunday dinners when I was home with my mother used to give me the biggest plate and I knew how to build. I know how to build on a plate. So when I build my food on my plate, it's like some kind of Lego. And you know what? I also know how many times you got to chew in order to get more in. Huh? Figure that. I know exactly how many times you got to chew your food to get more room in the storage space of your belly. Because I'm a food addict. But you want to make it clear. I enjoy putting weight on and I enjoy losing weight too. So I enjoy all the journeys of food. Let's make that clear. I am healthy with it. That doesn't mean I'm always healthy in what I eat. Although I am good, but I do like both ways. I like putting on and losing weight. Right now, I'm in the process of losing the stone and a half I put on whilst I was enjoying putting on weight. See, I have a healthy relationship with food. It is. It's really cool. But I've gone on enough. And I tell you why I've gone on enough. Because I'm excited about our guest today, and I'm going to bring her in right now. Let me welcome the amazing, the wonderful, the founder and host of, let me say this, you put these two words together, Mindset Kitchen. Yes, there's a Mindset Kitchen. I love it. Here we go, Diana Palokaite. Yes, girl coming in. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Paul. Thank you so much for having me. And I had to do a lot of quiet laughing because this introduction was brilliant. And especially when you said mind-blowing to the palate. I mean, like the way you have with words is incredible. So it revealed instantly so much mind and palate right away into the Mindset Kitchen introduction. That's brilliant, Paul.
Let me sling this food compliment straight back to you when I tell you why anybody that builds a business with food and mind together has value in the two most important emotional ingredients in our emotional life. And that's the understanding, the power to the message of food, and also the power that the message the food gives to the wisdom within the mind. We cannot survive without either. We need wisdom and we need food. And you've brought them together to create this Mindset Kitchen. Now, first of all, before we go into that, I want to talk about you. I want to talk about you. I tell you, not only do you have a palate and a mind, but bringing them together, as a child, was food important?
Yes, it was incredibly important. And I grew up, my parents and my grandmother cooking from scratch every single day. And there was no food that you would buy and so pre-made or something frozen. It's always from scratch, every sauce, every jam, every meal. And I think my whole family cooks as well because of that. My brother cooks, my mom, and I grew up just dreaming about my next meal, basically. When is my next meal and what is my dad making? And the food was really humble in my family. It was predominantly meat, potatoes, sour cream, and various soups. But that's the cultural kind of where I'm from Lithuania, would be loads of potatoes and loads of meat. And I'm still to this day, love potatoes and love meat. And I do now more varied diet because I left Lithuania more than around 20 years ago, which means I've embarked on a journey in UK and other countries that I've visited and expanded my cuisine repertoire and my palate. And now I eat pretty much everything.
It is. It's beautiful that you've gone through that expansion in your taste and the expansion in, because we feel food. We don't eat food. We feel it. And we don't, I always say that someone who can cook food, they actually feel ingredients. They don't see ingredients. And you don't smell it. You almost understand the layers of the smell rather than have the smell. It's very different. You know, someone who has a relationship as you do with food, it's very different the relationship the average person has with food, because you don't eat with your eyes, you eat with your heart. That's a very different approach to food. And that, obviously, is what you experienced. Were you talk about, were they savory cooks then, Diana, your grandparents and your mom?
It's a bit of everything, Paul. And let me also add to what you just said, the way you eat the food. And when you cook food, you add your soul, your energy, and your love. And the food tastes even better because of that. And also how you eat food is important. You don't eat food when you're angry, upset, or you're disappointed. You eat food being positive, mindful, and happy. And when you eat that way of food, the food digests better, it lands better in your body and affects your whole emotional well-being because of the way you consume the food. So in fact, there are so many things that we don't really necessarily think when we make food and when we eat food, but the mindfulness element is extremely important. And your question about the savory, my parents would cook pies as well. It'd be loads of different apple pies and various crumbles and stuff. They again, all from scratch. I am more of a savory girl. I'm a starter and a main girl. And I would eat only a dessert if it's something really special. So I've got a savory tooth, definitely. That's why my own meals in Mindset Kitchen are all savory meals. So far,
Wow.
nobody has asked for dessert, but I'll be up for challenge and make a dessert as well.
I love it. I'm a savory person also for sure. But I want to come into something that really caught my earworm, which was positive eating, negative eating. Now, this is profound, and this is something that I've never really thought about. So when you think about, so the energy that you're putting into the cooking of the meal is 100% soul committed. I'm going to put it that way, soul committed, which means that you're cooking from the inside out, not the outside in. So you're cooking from the in part of you is cooking the meal out, not the out part of you is cooking the meal for people to enjoy in. But then we have a meal that is cooked with that kind of profound emotion and put on the table, and then is eaten with a negative emotion. I mean, that's like oil and water. It's fluid, but it's just not going to mix. That's just wow. Think about that, listeners. Think about how you're approaching your food. Diana, it's just that's just profound, I thought, isn't it?
And you know what? It is so true because I've tested that quite a few times. I've built quite a big awareness around myself, my emotions, and my thoughts. And many times I've noticed if I ate in a rush or I was upset and I know I have to eat it, I got my body got upset afterwards and I became bloated, tired, more irritable even. Although I ate perhaps
Wow.
the same meal I would eat the next day. Eat happy, and I actually eat with appreciation and being mindful how much I'm eating, how fast I'm eating. Am I chewing my food like you referred earlier prior to our conversation? It's extremely important, and I know it's a lot to think. Sometimes you just want to grab some food, eat, and get over with your day.
Yeah.
And it's a lot to think, but it's a kind of a habit. You don't need to think afterwards. You prepare, you set yourself within 30 seconds to be
Yeah.
that way when you make a meal. So it's not
I
really.
love that. I love that eating with self-appreciation. It also gives me a secondary thought of there is so much empty eating going on where there's unconscious eating instead of conscious eating. Man, I love this mindset kitchen girl. It's beautiful. When we think about the amount of unconscious eating that goes on, which means the how can the body connect to unconscious eating?
Exactly. And
Wow.
also, when you think about it, Paul, the reason I've launched this show with the food is because food also gives us the opportunity to demonstrate our love to others. So when you invite people over, you want to give food, you want to give snacks, or you want to give something to people. And I want to cook a meal to people who come to my kitchen, the same way my friends would come over. And when I do that, you do with such a pride and respect. So food has another element of that as well, showing love and caring and also being really present. Because if you notice, when you cook, either if you know how to cook the meal really well, you may drift off to different thoughts. But if you're really focusing on ingredients and what you're cooking, how long you're taking to cook the meal, you're also being really present in that moment. So it's so powerful. Because it's as powerful as human brain, the food in your belly and the way it's digested.
And we'd so dismiss all that, Diana. We dismiss the importance of eating recognition, food recognition. I think we become, as I say, unconscious, almost lazy eaters, because we become packet eaters, where we don't even hunt ingredients anymore. We just consume plastic. Because of empty containers. I don't want to go down that road because I don't want to dampen this beautifulness we have here. And my we have ingredients delivered in bags. So we have a like it's called Mindful Chef. I'm gonna put it out there. And then they send these because we eat vegan in the week, but it's beautiful. Although I'm gonna say, am I vegan? No. Am I pescatarian? Yes. Always no. I like all the full ranges. I've been them all and I like trying them all. And when we found now we have these parcels delivered, there is a lot more conscious thought put into also how easy, Diana, it is to cook these meals you would get in restaurants.
It is, and you know what? Like with everything, Paul, it takes a little bit of time to get yourself into that rhythm. It's like an old train that starts and starts, but once it starts, all the systems start working and you're moving, and then you feel like, oh, actually, I'm cooking these meals that I never used to be cooking before. Oh, actually, this is taking much less time this time now than before. It's only having that strength to start something, stick to it, and then you will be actually one of those people who make their own meals and enjoy those meals. And it does a world of difference to your mindset, to how you feel, to how you are. Then you have this ripple effect towards other people if you eat healthy. And to be honest, it's all about balance, like you said. There's nothing wrong having a pizza or fried chicken, but it's also acknowledging that sometimes you'll have this, sometimes you'll have that, and you will have that beautiful balance. And I love a burger and I love a chicken, but I also love tofu and I love really healthy salads. It's all about having a bit of everything and not restricting yourself or being so crazy about one or the other.
And
And that way you can sustain.
that variety approach to food life, as you say, must be better for the quality of thinking that you then get from the range. Because I'm a big believer in create as much range as you can in your life to give yourself as much range as you can in your thinking. And then I'm a big believer is, do you know, when you die empty, so you've done it all. Don't take anything back. I'm a big believer in that also. It's a wonderful quote I heard from a friend. Oh, die empty. Whoa, that's such a great thought, isn't it? You've done it all. But let's come back and think, increase your range to increase your range. Now you've hugely increased your range, Diana, in your palate from your traditional way of eating from growing up. Did you find then that also increased your mindset?
Definitely. I think food allows me to be more creative. So, in terms of me having different meals every single day, it's me being creative. And it gives you opportunity to actually realize you are a creative person. Actually, many, many moons ago, I never used to think I'm creative, but what was I thinking? Of course I am. And it gives you opportunities to realize that if you stick to something, you become further down on your journey path. So food is one of the easiest ways to do that. That could open many doors with your
Wow.
mind.
And food is a people starter. If you can meet a stranger in a restaurant and have a meal, and by the end of the meal you can be good buddies, boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whatever it may be, over food.
Yeah.
Food does that. It creates a
Who does that?
unite. It creates a unite. I know when I went on tour, I was going to lose weight because my wife Deb wasn't cooking for me. And when Deb cooks, Deb cooks for four people, for two people always. And then I look, I say, Deb, man, you can't keep giving me this much food, but I'm a food addict. So, and I was brought up, we had to finish our plate, and I've not broke that cycle yet. Actually, Diane, I don't know if I wish to break that cycle. You know what I mean? It's like when you love food. So I knew as soon as I left home, I'd lose a pound a day, no worries. And it hasn't been far off that. It hasn't before that, but we have to. Do you feel that, you've got to have a good relationship with food if you're going to love it? What's your thoughts?
Yes, exactly that. It's like with everything, right? If you don't have a good relationship with something, it's not going to work out. In the first place, I think it's important to understand why there is certain issue with the food that some you may have. For example, some people don't really like cooking, some people don't have time for cooking. But in theory, we can find time to cook. Not necessarily you can cook every single day, but you can organize your meals, for example. This I'm going to sit down on Sunday and plan what I'm eating, where I'm eating, what I'm taking to work with me. And I think to establish that relationship shows how you are as a person as well, how you do things. If you look after yourself, firstly yourself and what you eat, Looking after your mind, your body, everyone else will be looked after as well. But you need to
Wow.
address those things with yourself first.
Now that is, again, that's very beautiful. I loved something you said just a couple of seconds ago, which was, when if you haven't got time for food, and then I think, wow, if you're swapping out time to cook quality food, then you can't be swapping out with the quality, because there's nothing more quality than creating a meal that's satisfying to your soul. For sure. Here's what we're going to do, listeners. We're going to go into our quick first commercial, because you know what happens if I don't. Boom! I get a row. And then we're going to come back with the lovely Diana Palocati. 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 Come on, Paul. You already nailed. And Diana's going to give out her best contact details. And then we're going to dive further into this lady's food, heart, and mind happy days. And we will catch you in about 90 seconds. Happy days.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days! Yes, you're back with myself, Paul Rees on UK Health Radio. Let me say that again, UK Health Radio. Yes, I'm still on my tour. I'm still going for my pity party, but that's not for this section because, as promised, Diana is going to call out her favourite contact details. How do we find you, girl?
You can find me on my website, mindsetkitchen.co.uk, on LinkedIn, Diana Paliokaiti, and Instagram, Mindset Kitchen Inspire.
Happy days now. All Diana's social media links will be going out with the show, guys. You know that always happens. And whatever happens, you'll find her. You can't miss her. She's the lady with a food heart. Just follow your nose. You always find a foodie person. Just follow your nose and let your palate do the work. That's what they say. It's like when they did the Wizard of Oz and she tapped her shoes together, want to go home. Tap your palate together and you'll find this lovely lady. Trust me, you will. It really will. But Diana, let's come into, listen, you're a fighter and you are. You're a tough soldier. Your husband passed. I think, actually, we're not going through the notes. 4 years ago, was it?
Correct.
And that was bowel cancer?
Yes, stage 4 bowel cancer.
Stage 4 cancer, wow. Now, there's two ways you could have gone from that. You could have gone into the grief, or you could have taken the life you are together and made what you have. Now, that there was a would have been a crossroads at some point where you would have made a choice. Can we just touch into that? Because there would have been a crossroads of, do I stay in the grief, or do I take our life and continue it and keep and drive my life to what we would have had? So when do you feel that crossroads was for you?
It's unbelievable, actually, Paul, that you're asking me this. It feels like I know you and you know me. We just so connected. So thank you so much. You're right on the spot there. I actually said that to myself. I am on the crossroad because it's my choice now what I'm going to do. And it actually happened just a month after his death when I embarked on a different kind of journey, a choice which was much more unnatural and harder to take at that time. But now I'm looking back thinking that was the best choice I've taken.
Wow.
And within a month of his passing, I was in a terrible pain. And we had COVID 3 weeks later as well. So it was COVID lockdown and I was with my 11 months old son. Two of us living in the flat where me and my husband shared with. And I remember sitting down for a coffee. My son is playing and I'm sitting and crying, looking at him and crying and thinking, I am in so much pain that I've never experienced like that before. I need to look into this pain and see what I can do with it.
Yeah.
Because surely if I constantly think this pain and feel this pain, the rest will be pain. Everything else will be pain. And I'm looking at my son and thinking, he does not deserve this. He does not deserve to see me in pain. And his life is just starting.
Yeah.
So he deserves the best chance. And then I thought, what would my husband say? would he say, yes, Diana, go and grab your life because you can see what happens. We're not promised tomorrow. You might not be here. So what we're going to do? And of course, these realizations, internal realizations, started that early on, but I did lots of meditation. So that evening, at that crossroad, as you mentioned, my son went to bed. I sat down and I meditated for at least an hour. And in my meditation, I created this story that the pain I feel is the beauty that I send to the world. So it's almost like appreciation that I have this pain. And I said that in the most kind of unnatural thought. How do I make this pain to be my gratitude, to be the pain that I'm grateful for? And it took me maybe a couple of weeks to feel the pain and be thankful for it. But I knew that this is exactly what I need to do to reframe and send the positive into the world, into the universe. And bear in mind, I actually was never the kind of person who believed in spirit, so I'm not religious, but that also happened. I don't want to bring too much woo-woo, but that also happened because I heard my husband call me by my nickname just 3 weeks after his death.
Wow, that is
And
beautiful.
so and that's that crossroad where I am no longer going to be feeling the pain and being miserable. I'm going to feel the pain, but I'm going to work it and make it into something beautiful.
What was your husband's name, please, Diana?
He was Trevor Kimmerly.
Say the first name again for me.
Trevor, Trevor,
Trevor? You say Trevor?
Trevor,
Wow.
Trevor.
Fair play. Trevor would have worked spiritually hard to get that
Yes.
name to you. There would have been a lot of penetrating through a lot of grief, because grief is dense pain. It's dense energy. And sometimes with a larger spiritual hammer, you'll not knock through that density of that or grief. So you would have opened up the smallest of gap for him to be able to call that name through that energy to reach your heart, for this to open up the way it has. Because we know Trevor wouldn't have wanted you to grieve. He would have wanted you to expand on what you had together. And I'm saying this from a spiritual place myself, where it's like, wow, what a spiritual person you are. That shows through your business anyway, because you brought two of the most emotional, dedicated feelings together for human experience. But you're fulfilling also and carrying forward the life that you, Trevor, and wonderful child would have had together, somewhat is still having through the journey. It's very beautiful. And that crossroads, it's so important that we understand the power of grieving. It has two layers to it. One is, of course, a standstill, and one is, of course, a future. And if we take grief into the future, it becomes a life currency that is overwhelmingly beautiful. If we keep it in the past, it becomes, of course, stagnant, what they call empty life currency. You can't do anything with that. So proud of you, Diana. So proud of you. And we both know from a spiritual sense, so would Trevor be. Not my place to go any further than that, because this is your business, but powerfully spiritual. And it is amazing that you dusted yourself down at the pace that was necessary for the journey you're on now, and also for your beautiful baby at the time. And also, when we take that grief forward, it's such a celebration then of the togetherness by keep living and keep living. And when we think about that, when we think about, the type of business you've created, because you are a beautiful entrepreneur. I love what you're doing with it. It's a very, you have a very philanthropic business. Let me say that again, a very philanthropic business, because of the design of it. It's offering philanthropy into people's lives, because it's a give business that creates expansion on people's thinking of good, because it's good food. It is. It's amazing. But I want to come in and say, so let's talk about this, because effectively what happens is, let's say I was invited onto your show. Let's talk about your show. Tell me a little about your show.
And Paul, I would love to have you on my show. Because you and me, I can see we would be talking so many amazing things, and I didn't know that you are spiritual as well. And yeah, you touched that part, and I am days of talking. So, I say extraordinary, inspirational people come to my show. People who do things not just for themselves, for others, or who achieved things for themselves in the first place, but continue inspiring others at the same time. So people come over to my kitchen. They bring three mindset messages. I email them in advance and ask them to send me their three mindset messages. And I also ask them to give me either ingredient, a cuisine, or a particular meal they would like me to cook for them. Many times people would choose an ingredient and a meal. Or sometimes people would say, surprise me, I love everything. And that puts me on a bit of a kind of a challenging road, because I then start looking at recipes and creating. It takes so much longer because I like this and I like that, and it's quite difficult to decide, but I do love a challenge, and I find all my guests really do enjoy at the end the meal. During that hour, we have a filming for an hour. We chat through those mindset messages. We read one and discuss it, and it's not usually, it's always the message comes from their own life experience, and it's not something they read and they really like. It's something they live. It's something they think about at those certain moments. And it's very powerful, because even it could be the same message, but the experience is so different and application of it is so different that it's almost like a never-ending list. And also, so where the guests chat and we exchange our experiences, because I wanted to create this platform to, in a sense, like you say, you talk to yourself so much. And I thought, there's so much I can talk to myself. I want to talk about things that I've experienced with another person, and we exchange our experiences. And I thought that was way, way more fun. And so I thought, okay, I'll create this platform where I don't have to talk just about myself and my experiences. I want to include others. And then in the meantime, I also make this meal for them, and they get a meal at the end. The cameras go off, and I actually also join with the meal, and we continue actually chat. Sometimes the chat goes on for another hour or two, whilst we eating our delicious meal.
Wow,
And
I love.
then,
Go on, keep
yeah,
going, girl.
yeah, sorry. And then, yeah, and then it just gets a few weeks later. Usually, I film a little bit in advance. They get released, and I post them on various social networks.
I love that. Listen, I've got it. You've got to tag me, and I need to get your channel out there. I absolutely, it's a beautiful channel. I want to hook it into my YouTube and share it with my audience. It's fantastic. And that's, when you think about the level of consciousness that you're creating, it's like the three wise men or the two wise people are sitting there and sharing wise food, wise thoughts. And I do believe that when you get into that place of spiritual chemistry where your food is mixing with your emotions and creating that wonderful chemistry, when two people get to share that, then you hold a place of wisdom for longer. It's like when you meditate, you're expanding to hold wisdom for as long as you can. Listen, I was a professional medium for many years, and I understand how you hold wisdom because it's part of that, and now, if you are with the right person, you don't come out to that wisdom. And no AI can take anybody there, that's for sure. It's something that has to be made by two individuals who have that philanthropic desire, that philanthropic crave. And you are there 100%. You are there 100%. I love this idea. So tell me, what is your YouTube channel?
Mindset Kitchen.
Mindset Kitchen. There is, listeners, YouTube Mindset Kitchen. You have to get on there. If you don't come back next week. But you have to get on there. It's beautiful. Now then, let's go into a little more where, so this you started this only December 2023.
Correct. I started on in December, but obviously the idea was slowly brewing. And I also, what made me think that this is a good idea and the idea that I want to embark upon, because it rested a lot on it. I had to invest quite a lot, and I've renovated my whole kitchen because my previous kitchen was just not looking good in cameras. What made me realize, I think, When you cook a meal to someone, did you notice how people chat more and they open up more? If I had me and you just facing each other, it's almost like, well, you look around perhaps or something, you try to dig in deep into your brain. But when you see the food cooking and the smells coming through and you know this food is being cooked for you, the guest naturally relaxes and opens up, and they kind of go into that subconscious level where they think without realizing these thoughts coming out, and they actually said more than they planned or they prepared. They thought they'll say this, but actually they said so much more because the food allows that opening, and it gives you like almost a connection or a platform to connect to your subconscious. And so I drifted away from when I said when I launched it. Yes, I launched it in December, but it feels like the reason I launched it because I realized that there is that opening into subconscious human mind through food, and I thought that was a good idea.
And you are pushing this now yourself through social media, of course, with a goal of it becoming an international show.
Exactly that. And I have big plans. I want this show to be viewed internationally. It needs to create a ripple effect. It has to add to that part to the universe where we all contribute and do something better for the world. And one by one, if we all do something great for the universe, for the world, for the future children and generations, imagine how much of a ripple effect we can create. So if I thought only, oh, it's only me, who is me? I'm not going to do anything alone, then I will not never start and never do anything. But if my thought is that I am alone can impact people's wellness, people's lives, and the futures, then everyone else can do the same.
Let's think about this. So I want to come into you as a product. You as an influencer, you as a think leader in the industry that you're in. And I'm gonna when we come back after the after this second commercial, I would like to come in with an idea that because do you know what, girl? There is so much more to you than where you are now on this such early stage. And listeners, dive back in because we're gonna share something profound when we come back. And Diana's, are you gonna say, Paul? No. Oh, she's thinking, oh, I'll think about that. Let's do this. And we're going to go into our second commercial and we'll be back, of course. And Diana's going to be sharing her contact details. So pen and paper, please. And I'll see you in about, well, actually, it's longer than 90 seconds. But you know what? Too bad, sad. I'll see you when I see you. Happy days.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Happy days! Yes, you're with myself, Paul Rees, on UK Health Radio. And today it's all about health and eating. Health and eating with the food mind guru, Diana Palokite, with my accent. It is what it is. Diana, now I was just thinking where before we went into our commercial, I'm thinking, wow, there is a bigger business here. There is an ingredient business that focuses on a particular box of ingredients that stimulates your energy and mind compared to another meal or another meal. Can you imagine that? I come onto your website and think, do you know what? I want next week, I want my meals that are stimulating to my mind. The week after, I want meals that are stimulating to my relaxation. The week after that, I fancy meals that are going to be stimulating in energy. Then I want meals that are going to have a stimulation of contentment. Can you imagine I'm going on your website and you say, yes,
I love
these are
that.
your five meals for next week for mind stimulation, emotional stimulation. These are the ones for relaxing. Now then, because you are an emotional eater, you will know what ingredients actually resonate with the right emotions to put it into a right meal. Where I'm ordering, I might say, do you know what? I want a month's worth of relaxation. So I'm going to order all my five meals a week are going to be stimulating to relax meals. And I go to your website for that. Nobody is doing that.
giving me ideas. Shh.
Nobody is doing that. And nobody will be able to unless they are deep-rooted emotional eaters, which is what you are. Because your emotional eater goes as far back as your grandmother's date of birth. Because her birthing is what's created your palate right now. So your palate didn't start when you was born. It started when your grandmother was born. That is a maturity of a palate that's you now in the third generation. Come on, girl. Think about that. Emotional boxes that provide eating for emotional reason. Somebody says, I'm stressed, I'm stressed. And we're going to go on Diana's website. It's like, boom, 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 boom. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week, my relaxation meals are on the way.
Yeah, as you're describing, I'm just imagining the ingredients and the vegetables and the protein and the kind of carb that you would need on your relaxation days, because the relaxation days need to be light and easy. It needs to be easy in terms of making food and easy in terms of digestion. And I can just visualize already the things that I would be putting.
Well, I'm going to be catching up with you a 12 month from now on this radio show, and I'm going to be expecting to be able to go onto your website and order my month's worth of relaxing meals. Then I want stimulating meals. Then I want energy meals. Then I want something else meals. I think that, girl, this is there. Let's not go any further. We've said too much already. Do you know what I mean? Get on there and buy the domain. Okay. Anyway, that was my thought. There's more to it, isn't there? Because you're only using a very small percentage right now of your emotional cooking. And rightly so, you know, when you come out of, you know, when you go through that process of losing someone so dear to you, the layers, the emotional layers of like feathers have just got to drop back in as you start to take the memories and grow them in life. Do you feel that?
I do. And they another aspect you just touched is the memories. How are we making memories? Because after his death, I realized that those memories are so precious. But we always say memories are precious, but what do we do with them? And why do we make those memories? And how we make the memories are so important, Paul. And we've made countless memories together because we were traveling. We were traveling to eat it. Various restaurants in the world and traveling to explore the world so much. Sometimes we would travel 10 times a year.
Wow.
And for me, those are the memories that I now refer back to and makes me smile so much. And when I say make memories and be thoughtful about it when you make those memories, what did it leave to you? Will you forget about this or will you remember? And I always say this, I refer to quite a lot of my episodes. Do you remember watching TV together or do you remember traveling together somewhere? Of course, you don't remember while you're watching TV together. You just like you don't, yes, I did watch TV, but that's about it. But to create a memory is something so special. And we must make more. We must
You
make
find
more
that
memories.
you relive, you know, that togetherness that you would had with Lovey Trevor. You keep reliving that through your cooking, through your ingredients. And again, that's such a profound thing because of your emotional layer into food.
Exactly. And for
Wow.
example, my favorite food is Japanese. And I always remember I was going to Japan and experiencing the most freshest fish and the way they love their food, the way they cook food, the how Japanese treat food with such a respect,
Yeah.
such a class that you've never seen anywhere else in the world to be treated like that. And it teaches you something. Teaches you not just something, teaches you to respect back that food, no matter whether it's Japanese food or any other food.
That's beautiful. You're right. We don't respect food. We
Not
are
at
it. We feel entitled when it comes to food. There's no respect to what that plant has done to grow. You know,
all.
I'm a big believer that always give food effort because it took a lot of effort for that bean sprout to be a bean sprout, you know, and for that piece of meat to be that piece of meat. So I'm always a believer in that. But I think that the majority of human beings are are mentally blind to the respect to food because it's so consumed. And you know, how you know, when you think about moving forward in your business, where do you see your business? I know it's a big question and a vague question, but where do you see it 2 years, 3 years from now?
The bigger, the better question. And you have to have big goals, big plans. And to be honest, my plans may sound unreasonable to some, but for me, they always will sound reasonable because if someone else can do something big, I can do something big. So I have big vision for Mindset Kitchen. I want this to be on the mainstream platforms. In actually, there are so many varieties and so many different ways the Mindset Kitchen can thrive and continue to be successful. It could be on Netflix or Amazon, or it could be a completely different show that I do not perhaps want to reveal just yet because I have some plans in store and it's a surprise. So there are plans to go away from my home kitchen.
Yeah.
And then expand and be a bit more international.
Wow.
So that other people can access.
Please allow me into your circle to come in with my cameras every now and then so we can have a spiritual food deep dive, because that's what we've done today. We've had a spiritual food deep dive. I love Mindset Kitchen. I love what it's about. I can see those Mindset Kitchen emotional boxes of ingredients going out all over the world. I can see that happening, girl.
And I've got one subscriber already.
You are absolutely, I truly, truly would, because I've not seen that out there and I've looked for it. It's not out there. Diana Palokaite, it's been absolutely beautiful. You are far more than someone who loves food. You are a food angel, and you really are. And you know, you make everybody proud. And I mean, above all, you've got that beautiful man watching over you every day, Trevor, sharing that food with you. It is just absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for coming on my show. And guess what, listeners? We are going to, on the 15th of July, I'm going to be recording this lady for my YouTube channel. And we're going to have a deep dive once again, far deeper than where we are here. And I think there's going to be a trade going on. So we may be doing a trade on the day, hopefully. Diana, thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul. You've been absolutely wonderful interviewer. As if you know me, I was like getting a little spooked out earlier. You are amazing. Thank you so much. I had so much fun being here. And you know what? Hopefully someone heard us today and took away something and came back home and thought, you know what? I'm not going to look at this in the same meal the same way again and, you know, apply a different gratitude towards it.
Wow, there it is, Mindset Kitchen and the lovely Diana. Do watch out for this. Get on her YouTube and all the other places. And guess what, listeners? I've got quite a full belly after this conversation. And I'm going to be catching you this time next week. And boom! Bye for now. Emotions are